Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Accounting for Beginners All-in-One by Finance Knights. Publications is designed as a practical entry point into the language of business for readers who have little to no prior experience. Rather than treating accounting as a set of abstract rules, the book frames it as a system for recording reality, turning everyday business activity into reliable information that supports decisions. It aims to connect foundational financial accounting concepts with managerial accounting tools, so readers can both understand external reports and use numbers internally to plan and improve performance. Expect a focus on the building blocks behind financial statements, the logic of debits and credits, common transaction flows, and how reporting ties into taxes and compliance. The all-in-one positioning suggests a single roadmap that moves from essentials to real-world applications, helping learners read statements with confidence, avoid frequent beginner mistakes, and build an accounting mindset that supports entrepreneurship, small business management, and career development in finance or operations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the accounting framework and the double entry system. A beginner-friendly accounting guide typically starts by explaining what accounting is for and how it creates trust in. This topic centers on the core structure, the accounting equation, the role of assets, liabilities, and equity, and how income and expenses affect equity over time. The double entry system is the engine that keeps the equation balanced. Readers learn why every transaction has two sides and how debits and credits work across different account types. Instead of memorizing, the goal is to internalize patterns, such as how buying equipment differs from paying an expense, or how receiving customer cash differs from earning revenue. Understanding journals and ledgers follows naturally. Transactions are recorded, posted, and then summarized. This foundation supports later topics like adjusting entries and statement preparation. It also helps readers spot errors, interpret account balances, and communicate with bookkeepers or accountants using correct terminology. For small business owners, this topic clarifies what must be tracked and why shortcuts often lead to confusion during tax season or when seeking financing. Secondly, building and interpreting the core financial statements. A major promise of an all-in-one accounting primer is helping readers make sense of financial statements and the relationships between them. This topic covers the income statement, balance sheet, and cash flow statement, along with common supporting schedules. Readers learn what each statement measures, what it leaves out, and how the same business event can appear differently across statements. For example, a profitable month can still produce cash strain if receivables grow or inventory absorbs cash. The linkage between net income and retained earnings and the way balance sheet changes drive cash flow are central ideas that turn statement reading into a coherent story. This topic also typically introduces basic analysis, margins, liquidity measures, leverage, and efficiency ratios, plus trend and common size comparisons. The practical payoff is the ability to evaluate business health quickly, ask better questions, and avoid being misled by a single metric. For students and career switchers, it builds the literacy needed to understand case studies, interviews, and workplace reporting. Thirdly, adjusting entries, accrual accounting, and closing the books. Many beginners can record simple cash transactions, but accuracy depends on period end routines that align revenue and expenses with the correct time period. This topic focuses on accrual accounting concepts and why they exist to measure performance fairly and consistently. Key areas include accounts receivable and allowance concepts, inventory and cost recognition, prepaid expenses, depreciation, accrued liabilities, and unearned revenue. Readers learn how adjusting entries update balances before statements are prepared and how these entries differ from everyday postings. The closing process then resets temporary accounts and carries results into equity, preparing the system for the next period. Understanding this cycle helps readers interpret why trial balances change, why timing matters, and why a set of books can look clean but still be wrong. It also supports practical tasks like month-end review, reconciliation logic, and identifying missing entries. For a small business, mastering these ideas reduces surprises, improves the usefulness of monthly reporting, and makes collaboration with external accountants faster and less costly during year-end and audit or review activities. Fourthly, managerial accounting for decisions, costing, and budgeting. Managerial accounting turns raw accounting data into tools for planning and decision-making. This topic typically explores cost behavior, including fixed versus variable costs, contribution margin, and break-even analysis. It explains how product or service costing works and why overhead allocation choices affect reported profitability. Readers may encounter job costing, process costing, and activity-based thinking at a conceptual level, with an emphasis on choosing a method that matches operations. Budgeting and forecasting are also central, building operating budgets, cash budgets, and variance analysis to compare expectations versus actual results. The goal is not just calculation, but decision support, such as pricing, product mix, make or buy choices, capacity planning, and evaluating promotions. This topic benefits entrepreneurs and managers who must decide where to cut costs without damaging quality, which metrics actually matter, and how to align teams around measurable targets. It also bridges the gap between accounting and performance management, clarifying how to use numbers to diagnose problems and improve profitability responsibly. Lastly, taxes, compliance, and accounting systems for real-world operations. A practical beginner accounting book often connects bookkeeping and reporting to tax responsibilities and compliance routines that keep a business safe. This topic focuses on how transactions flow into tax-relevant categories, why documentation matters, and how consistent record-keeping reduces risk. It commonly addresses basics like separating personal and business finances, choosing an appropriate structure for record-keeping, and maintaining supporting evidence for income and deductible expenses. Readers learn the importance of reconciliation, especially for bank accounts, card statements, payroll, and sales tax collected or owed. The topic also typically discusses selecting and using accounting software, designing a chart of accounts that matches the business model, and setting simple internal controls to prevent errors and fraud. For performance, it highlights how reliable systems make it easier to track key metrics and respond quickly to changes. The value for beginners is a realistic operational view. Accounting is not only theory, but a set of repeatable processes that enable timely reporting, smoother tax preparation, and clearer communication with accountants, lenders, and partners. In conclusion, this book suits first-time learners who want a single guided path into both financial and managerial accounting, including students, career switchers, entrepreneurs, and small business operators who need to understand reports rather than outsource all thinking. Readers who feel intimidated by debits and credits or unsure how statements connect will benefit from the step-by-step structure implied by an all-in-one approach. The main life benefit is confidence. You can read an income statement and balance sheet without guessing, understand why cash differs from profit, and make decisions using budgeting, costing, and variance thinking. That translates into better pricing, tighter expense control, smarter hiring and investment choices, and fewer unpleasant surprises at month end or tax time. Compared with similar books that focus only on bookkeeping or only on financial accounting theory, this title positions itself as a comprehensive bridge from fundamentals to business performance, bringing taxes and practical systems into the same learning plan. For buyers, the value is efficiency, one resource that helps you build core literacy, apply it to real operations, and communicate more effectively with accountants and stakeholders. If you would like to support Finance Nights Publications, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.